Philadelphia voters will effectively choose the city's next district attorney. And to help them understand WHYY, the race matters. The American Civil Liberties Union has mounted a campaign. It's based on the idea of take it from somebody who knows. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
One more.
Yes.
We got today and tomorrow, y'all.
Yeah.
With less than 24 hours before polls open, ACLU campaign manager Nick Presley gives out his marching orders. He's talking to a group of canvassers wearing blue T-shirts who are gathered on the 15th floor of a Center City office building just a couple blocks from the district attorney's office. As a nonprofit, the ACLU can't endorse one of the eight candidates running to replace DA Seth Williams. So instead, the organization is pushing a set of, quote, smart justice values, transparency, and ending the use of the death penalty, cash bail, racial profiling, and civil asset forfeiture.
Philadelphia gets $5 million every year from civil asset forfeiture. That's hundreds of homes,
cars,
money, cash. $1 million of that every year comes from people who are ultimately not convicted of a crime.
Presley says the goal is to reach 11,000 ACLU members in Philadelphia and to get them to understand why the race matters. That's why the organization decided to hire former offenders to go door to door.
Someone's personal story about their experience with the criminal justice system can really help change hearts and minds and explain to folks just how important it is to other people who may not have ever experienced that kind of stuff before.
Canvasser Ben Slater agrees. Slater, who had brushes with the law when he was a teenager, says he's managed to convince several voters to take interest.
It's not someone in Washington. It's someone a few blocks away that's working, that's deciding what's going to happen to your kids, how charges get filed. And I think a lot of people are learning that from me talking to them.
But some of those hitting the streets say they feel a disconnect between themselves and the people whose doors they're knocking on.
They understand when I say end in civil asset forfeiture. When I say end in cash bail, their heads pop back.
Vincent Andracki says he sat in jail for 2 months because he couldn't afford the $100 to bail himself out.
We are brought up to believe that if you do wrong, then you pay for that. So it's understandable. But I just hope through my story that they understand that, you know, there's programs, there's other stuff that can be done instead of keeping somebody locked up.
For Josina Allen, the problem is the racial tension she feels in certain neighborhoods. As she knocked on doors in South Philadelphia, she told me once an older white woman refused to take a flyer from her.
It was the way she looked at it. She had it in her hand like it was contaminated. So I just took it back and laughed at her.
Allen says she spent a combined 28 years of her life incarcerated. Her brother is serving a life sentence for murder.
Yeah, it's definitely personal. It would have to be for me to be walking all over Philadelphia. I don't care what they paid me. I don't like to walk anywhere. But for this cause, it's like I get up in the morning when it's time to come to work, and I'm like, yeah.
Allen says regardless of whether she motivates anyone else to vote, she feels empowered. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.